If you look at Southeast Asia, COVID-19 cases in the Philippines are surging ahead of most other parts of the region. This surge has come despite weeks of stay-at-home orders. That lockdown devastated the economy and has led to the worst downturn in 30 years. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on how Filipinos are viewing their government's response.
Jeepneys, with their eye-catching designs, were the Philippine kings of the road. They evolved from U.S. military jeeps left behind after World War II. More motorized tricycles now ferry passengers. The government banned traditional jeepneys because they pollute and because they are petri dishes for the coronavirus, packing passengers in face-to-face. Some 250,000 drivers of this iconic mainstay for poor and working-class commuters are now out of business.
Sa jeep po, kumikita ako dati ng minsan pag sinuwerte, 1,000 mahigit.
Before the COVID-19 lockout, Gilbert Limcalvio says if he was lucky, he earned about $20 a day driving his jeepney in Manila. Through a black mask, the 37-year-old says he earns a fraction of that manning a tricycle.
Pag kumita po ako dyan ng 600 o 700, hahati.
In one day, I earn 600 or 700 pesos, and I have to split that with the owner. Meaning, Limcalvio and his family are living on about $6 a day, and his 13-year-old son needs medication for a heart condition.
Libre naman po yung gamot ay tinuturok sa kanya, kaya lang.
The city sometimes provides medicine for half the month, he explains. He covers the rest. But Limcalvio has used up all the family savings and says the equivalent of a $160 handout from the government didn't stretch far.
Kasi nga po, ilan po yung anak ko? Tatlo.
I have three children and rent, electricity and water to pay for. Is $160 enough for a household for 4 months of a lockdown? Not at all, he says. President Rodrigo Duterte recently told the nation, if there's anybody who wants lockdowns lifted, it's him.
Alam mo, sa totoo lang, ako yung ayaw talaga sa...
In truth, I want to live normally. I don't want this lockdown. I hate it, Duterte said. Business leader Calixto Chiquiamco says the pandemic has revealed that Duterte has no serious policy. He says he approaches the coronavirus the same way he approaches his war on drugs. And he says, unlike the United States, the Philippines is not rife with division over COVID-19.
It's not a problem of not being united. It's a problem we have an incompetent government just relies on one approach, which is the bureaucratic military approach.
Manila has eased but not lifted its lockdown. Special commandos are enforcing a hard stay-at-home order in the virus hotspot of Cebu City. Emergency rooms are filling up. Medical doctor Julie Cagiat says morale is sinking. Testing is below the government's targets, and the dead, she says, are undercounted.
We have patients who die without being tested in the emergency room of public hospitals. They seem to be COVID patients, but they are not counted into the statistics because they weren't tested already. There are a lot of cases like that. You should take everything they say with a grain of salt.
Cagiat says contact tracing is scattershot. Health experts say without reliable data, authorities are unable to pinpoint where to best contain the virus. Broad lockdowns, says economic analyst Robert Herrera Lim, have not only failed to flatten the curve, they have crushed the Philippine economy. Unemployment is near 18% and hit informal workers hardest. The government expanded its social welfare roles to give them relief, but those who had never received assistance before, Herrera says, had trouble signing up.
A lot of it depended on whether you knew the local village chief, whether you knew the guys processing the papers. But if you were a down-on-your-luck jeepney driver, you wouldn't get the money.
Herrera says the wave of overseas Filipino workers pouring back home means money they ordinarily send to their families has dried up. Business leader Calixto Chiquiamco says compounding the pain is the government's reluctance to take on more debt to fight the pandemic. He says it has put the Philippines near the bottom in the region for spending on its cash-strapped citizens. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.